This is the second in a series of profiles on the candidates running in Simcoe North for the February 27th provincial election. At just 19 years old, Jordy Malcolm is stepping into the political arena as the new Democratic Party, NDP, candidate for Simcoe North in the upcoming provincial election. A second-year history and political science student at the University of Ottawa, Malcolm is no stranger to activism and community engagement. Now, she hopes to bring a fresh, progressive voice to Queen's Park. Malcolm's journey into politics has been unexpected but driven by necessity. "Being a politician is something that I had never planned on doing," she admits. "But when I was asked to run, I realized we need a progressive voice on the ballot. I don't want to leave the people in my riding behind." Born and raised in Orillia, Malcolm has first-hand experience with the financial struggles many Ontarians face. Having worked full-time at a local grocery store while attending Orillia Secondary School, she understands the challenges of making ends meet. She is also a member of the United Food and Commercial Workers, UFCW, union, giving her insight into the difficulties faced by workers and young people alike. "Like everyone else in Ontario, I'm struggling with the cost of living crisis," Malcolm says. "My grocery bills are expensive, and as a student without renting experience, it's hard to find affordable housing." Malcolm hopes to make life more affordable for Ontarians, with a focus on housing, healthcare, and education. Her platform includes tackling healthcare shortages, increasing residency spots for internationally trained professionals, and improving access to essential services. She also emphasizes the need for investment in education, an issue she is deeply connected to as a student. Malcolm's campaign is being supported by the Simcoe North NDP, with key mentorship from local party chair Elizabeth Van Hoot, who has carried the NDP banner in the riding several times. Despite the riding's historical preference for the progressive Conservatives, Malcolm remains undeterred. "I know in reality a lot of people are just going to vote Conservative without looking at the other options," she acknowledges. "But that doesn't mean I should give up. I believe we can win people over by continuing to fight for progress." While her age has led some to dismiss her candidacy, Malcolm points to the achievements of young politicians throughout history. "We've seen young people do wonders in politics before," she says. "I don't think my age should define my capability." Malcolm plans to return home for Reading Week to engage directly with Simcoe North residents, attending events and speaking to the community about their concerns. If elected, she would step away from school to fully dedicate herself to representing the riding. Beyond party politics, Malcolm's candidacy is a call for young people to engage in the political process, she said. "A lot of my peers aren't happy with the path we're on, but not enough of us are voting," she says. "It's important for us to get involved so we can actually see ourselves represented."